here's a story from The World.
Today marks 75 years since the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi, often known as India's father of the nation. Today, a different Gandhi, no relation, is fighting for change. Rahul Gandhi is the face of the Indian National Congress Party and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's biggest political rival. Back in September, Gandhi began a long walk from the southern tip of India all the way to Kashmir in India's mountainous north, where he ended the march today. Sushmita Pathak tells us what this long journey is all about.
The Golconda family woke up at 3 a.m. They prepared colorful posters, packed some sandwiches, and drove to the side of a highway just outside their city of Hyderabad in southern India. They're here to join the Bharat Jodo Yatra, the Unite India March. In a video they took that day in October, the family looks enthusiastic. 4-year-old Avni Golconda is particularly chirpy.
Avni, how are you feeling?
Nice.
Why you are here today?
To meet Rahul Gandhi.
Not only did Avni meet Rahul Gandhi that day, she also walked alongside him for a tiny part of his cross-country rally. He and his supporters have been walking for 150 days, covering more than 2,200 miles. Here's political scientist Zoya Hassan.
It is reminiscent of Mahatma Gandhi's Dandi March, which culminated in the call to civil disobedience against colonial rule.
Mahatma Gandhi walked to protest against the salt tax levied by the British. But 52-year-old Rahul Gandhi, no relation to the independence leader, is walking to protest against India's own Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, and the Hindu nationalist politics of his party, the BJP.
The BJP thinks they can divide this country along religious lines, along its languages. This country cannot be divided.
Gandhi's Congress Party is positioning itself as an antidote to the BJP's idea of a Hindu India. Many of Modi's policies are seen as anti-Muslim. Under him, attacks on minorities have increased and religious divisions are on the rise. This is the kind of visceral hate that Gandhi wants to counter through his Unite India March.
Nafrat ke bazaar mein mohabbat ki dukaan khol raha hoon.
In this market of hate, I'm setting up a shop of love, Gandhi said during the march. Along the way, he's raised a number of other issues too. Rising inflation, high unemployment, curbs on the Indian media. Zoya Hassan says he and his Congress party are getting more support than expected.
There is an indication that Congress is serious, which was not the feeling that people would have had over the last 9 years.
That's because the party in recent years has been reduced to a shadow of its former self. It gave India some of its most famous prime ministers, including Gandhi's father, grandmother and great-grandfather. But Modi's victory in 2014 shattered the party. Today it controls only 3 states, and Gandhi himself has never been very popular. But his walkathon may be changing that.
People like the idea of a leader going to the people, rather than people going to the leader and asking something from him or her.
Why I started liking his leadership is he's truthful and honest.
That's Satish Golconda, who attended the rally near Hyderabad. He was particularly impressed when, during a virtual meeting with party volunteers, Gandhi told them to question him if they thought he was wrong. And the Gandhi family has been criticized for controlling the Congress party for many years. In October, the party selected its first non-Gandhi chief in 24 years.
It would indicate that Congress is turning a page.
That fresh start is crucial. Congress is the biggest opposition party in India. The BJP's other opponents are smaller regional parties. In recent years, a weak Congress party had resulted in the opposition becoming fragmented, which has allowed Modi to govern with an iron fist.
BJP has used both majoritarianism and authoritarian politics to reshape democracy, to distort democracy as majority rule. And by majority, it means a religious majority.
Modi's government denies these claims. The Unite India March gives a sense that the opposition is in action, says Hassan. Will it translate into more votes for them in next year's national election? Remains to be seen, says political commentator Rashid Kidwai.
People of India are also very emotional. Their voting behavior, so many a time they tend to be guided by these emotions. So if Rahul Gandhi can find some kind of traction on that count, then that will act as a game changer.
Gandhi's long march across India wrapped up today. But his Congress party's real work is just starting. For The World, I'm Sushmita Pathak. From PRX.